This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away. Enjoy it at freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to welcome two brand new affiliates to our wonderful affiliate family, radio affiliate family. Rockingham County Radio, WLOE 1490 in Eden, North Carolina, and WMYN 1420 in Mayodan, North Carolina. So welcome aboard to all of our brand new listeners in the Rockingham County region of North Carolina. We've been on there since last night, so some of you are probably surprised at what you're hearing. The station used to carry one of the talk radio legends, Bruce Williams, who hung up his hat, threw in the towel at the end of last week. Last week was his final week on the air. This is a guy, Bruce Williams is a guy who's been doing talk radio for decades. Yeah. He goes way back. He's an older gentleman. I think he's an octogenarian at this point. Had been doing his show from his home in Florida. And it's not really anything like Free Talk Live. Bruce Williams kind of made his name on doing like financial advice. And then later on in the last few years, when I'd heard his show in the recent decade, he'd kind of taken it to more general talk than just financial advice. But that's kind of what he made his bones on, was giving people financial advice on the radio. And so he threw in the towel, and Rockingham County Radio picked up Free Talk Live. So welcome aboard to everybody who's listening in. And this is a show that's a little bit different, as you might have figured out already. It is open phone, so you are welcome to call in and bring up whatever you want. In fact, we're going to go to the phone calls. Josh is in Pennsylvania. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Josh, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was wondering, for my school, they've done mandatory drug tests for every student randomly, and I tried basically everything, emailing them and stuff. I was just wondering, they haven't returned any of my emails, and I was just wondering what your guys' opinion on as how I should get the topic, like, basically, the overturn the rule.
You want to try to stop them from doing mandatory drug testing?
Of every student. Or randomly every student.
Is it a school policy or a school board policy?
School policy. It's in the student handbook.
But is it something that all schools in the region are doing, or is it just your school?
My school.
Are you certain of that?
Yeah.
So other high schools in the very same county... Wait, is it middle school or high school?
High school.
Other high schools are not doing this?
Yes. Other high schools are not. They only drug test for athletes, which is upheld by the Supreme Court.
I have no idea. Mark, any suggestions?
I can't imagine. I mean, I suppose you could try to refuse and see how that goes.
Yeah, what will they do if you don't do
they it? They treat it as the test was positive.
Which means what?
Suspension.
Like 12 days in school suspension for your first offense and mandatory counseling.
You know, I don't know, man. It's so hard to deal with the government school system because, I mean, you're essentially under their thumb. They have no obligation to educate you while you're there. They have no obligation to treat you like everybody else or well or anything. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I couldn't tell you.
As I recall, I believe you called last week. Weren't you in ninth grade?
Yes.
Okay, so you're just beginning your process through the governmental high school system. As far as changing that is concerned, I would, if you're really interested in, you know, working within the system, start asking around and see where the policy came from. Was it a parents-teacher association that came up with that? Was it just the administrative bureaucracy that decided to just hand it down from on high? Find out where it originated to see if there is any sort of mechanism for changing it. Seems unlikely to me that you're going to be able to successfully change that because, well, it's a policy that while it's invasive to the students, I'm sure many parents are in support of it. And certainly,
who wants their kids doing drugs? Yeah. This will obviously stop that.
Certainly, the authoritarian bureaucrats are in support of it. So, what you're talking about is likely going to be a hopeless case.
Really, what you've got to do is file a court case, man. You know, that's the only thing that's going
to
stop
it. Yeah, that's what Mark Emery told me to do.
And when you're 27, you will have won the freedom for kids who are in ninth grade to have, to not get randomly peed test or whatever.
Presumably you can find an attorney who's willing to file the case on your behalf, because I don't know about you, Mark, but I can't afford
a
lawyer right now.
That's what I was saying.
Right.
But also, I was going to ask, just a teacher, but I figured if I'd ask a teacher that, I'd be red flagged for more testing myself. And so I tried emailing, but honestly, they ignore my email all the time. So
who did you email?
The school board and the school.
So they haven't even bothered to write you back?
Yeah, and that's been, I think I emailed them Sunday.
Clearly, they're all about customer service.
Yeah.
I would say the best thing you could do would be to get the hell out of the schools, but then again, it's up to probably more a decision that's in the hands of your parents.
Well, likely if he presents, we've had a student, a young man who called the show, and apparently he presented to his parents the idea of homeschooling, and made a good case for it and why it is that he could likely be a better student from a homeschool standpoint. It's not like they can't leave you at home anymore. You're probably not going to burn the house down or let in strangers or whatever it else it is. You're in ninth grade. I mean, you're a young man, and you could likely you could educate yourself better. I hope that the school hasn't sucked out all your desire for learning at this point, but you likely could educate yourself better at home than they could educate you at school.
Yeah,
however, you can still educate yourself better at public school if you chose to do such a thing. You can still educate yourself in your time off away from their indoctrination camp.
Yeah, that's what I mostly do. I look up legal stuff on the internet about it. Like, the Pennsylvania State Constitution, it adds an extra defense adding an extra defense with the actual Constitution. In the Pennsylvania Constitution, it adds an extra defense against illegal search and seizures and privacy rights. That's why it's uncommon for this to happen in a Pennsylvania school. And that was from the ACLU that said that.
So you're suggesting that because of that provision in the Constitution that this program may actually be unconstitutional?
Yes. And I even heard the principal and teachers say to students and to my face that you're in school, you have no rights.
Yes,
but
they will
what
say
I believe
that.
The 14th Amendment says that they can't, any state official can't take away or make a law against our rights, and the schools are state-run, so.
Well, maybe you can find a lawyer.
Try practicing your freedom of speech in the middle of quiz time.
Yeah, I would say that maybe you could find a lawyer. I mean, if you've got that kind of provision, perhaps it'd be possible. Give them a call, talk to them, see what they say. It couldn't hurt. I mean, if you really feel passionately about this, then that's one of the possible options for you.
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Josh?
Now, do you have to be 18 to file a lawsuit?
I don't have any clue.
Tell you, I wouldn't think so.
I'm not a lawyer, but if it's the lawyer that's filing the lawsuit, then I don't know. I wouldn't imagine you'd have to be 18.
Yeah, I talked to Mark Emery, and he said if I called the ACLU and stuff, he'd help me, but I don't really think that's going to do anything now since he's in jail. So.
Well, he's not in charge of the ACLU.
Well, no, he said he told me to contact the ACLU, and if I got their support, he would help me with the costs and whatnot.
Well, I see, as far as funding. Well, I mean, if the ACLU is going to take your case, then they've got their own money that they'll put behind it.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad idea. Call the Pennsylvania ACLU. They likely
it's
have their
really
own.
Hard getting a hold of the ACLU. They give you an automated system.
The one
you have to leave
a
message, and then they call you back in like 4 or 5 days, and if you don't get that, they tell you to call back and leave another message. And
Is that the Pennsylvania ACLU?
Yeah, the Pennsylvania ACLU.
I see.
They prefer letters, but they say that takes up to like 6 to 7 business weeks or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be in school for 4 years, so if that's what you have to do.
Yeah, I think I'll actually do that because it'd be worth it in the long run.
Okay. Good luck. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Letters. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Letters.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. More coming up here in moments. Plus, Mark has beer and pot news. Some pretty outrageous beer and pot news, as a matter of fact. Two separate stories. One about a man who's serving quite the prison sentence for pot, and the other about unlicensed beer. We'll tell you about it coming up here, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan. On your feet! And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And many of the features on our site are on our site. One of them is the archives. You can go back all the way to the beginning of January of 2009 in our podcast. It's all free for you over at freetalklive.com.
Do you want to do searches on the internet, but you don't want your computer cluttered with cookies or your activities tracked by whatever search engine you're using? try startpage.com. Not only will you get searches aggregated from 12 major search engines, but you can also use their and you'll be completely private in your search, but you can use their little proxy setting on each one of the results. There's a link there underneath that says proxy that'll take you to the website through their server, and you know they won't the website won't be able to put cookies on your machine or anything like that. You'll be there completely invisible to them. It's startpage.com.
1-800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls about what you want. Eric is in Georgia, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First time caller.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Eric?
Yeah, I wanted to briefly talk about 9/11 truth and then move on to my main topic.
Okay.
Mark, last night he equated talking about, I guess, questioning the official story of 9/11 with Area 51.
Uh-huh.
And
there was certainly a little equation to it.
Yeah. The only problem I have with that is everything the government does, they justify it with 9/11. You know, the wars, the Patriot Act, the torture, body scanning. So, I mean, it's almost like we're forced to talk about it.
I understand.
Well, I don't feel that way.
Right. I get that what the government will use as an excuse. I've actually gone through their little TSA thing, and they told me the terrorists on 9/11 had expired driver's licenses or some such nonsense. I think that, they do that, but that doesn't change in people's minds that a lot of people, like you'd agree, I'm sure, that a lot of people consider it a fringe belief, and that people that believe it are, you know, borderlines, paranoid, schizophrenics.
Yeah, I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of people in the South, they agree with, I've been listening to you for a few days, but from what I hear, you know, the same things that you guys believe about liberty, but the only thing is they believe, you know, they attacked us on 9/11, and we have to fight the war and spend all the money and sacrifice some of our liberties.
Well, that's really just what that is that's a lack of education. I mean, one can spend one's time trying to educate them about 9/11, and we can never get to the end of that rabbit hole because there's just no proof. We don't possess the evidence. We possess enough evidence to ask questions if that's what, and there are some unanswered questions, no doubt. But you don't have enough evidence to come to conclusions because the government has that evidence and you're not going to get it. However, what you can tell them conclusively, no doubt, look, the United States government's meddling in the Middle East started in the 1930s. It didn't start in 2001 after the attacks. If you think that we are justified in attacking people in the Middle East because they did something to us on 9/11-2001, then you must think that those people were justified in attacking us because of all the hundreds of, you know, the thousands of people the United States has been directly involved in killing over there. So therefore, their attacks would be justified by your thinking. You can, inside of 5 minutes, you can make that point to them. They'll try to wiggle out of it, and I understand, but at least there's no disputing the facts in the case.
Yeah, it's pretty firm that the U.S. government has been meddling in the Middle East for many, many decades, whereas the case for so-called 9/11 truth is really based on a lot of speculation.
Murky, a lot of video watching, a lot of blog reading, a lot of that stuff.
I absolutely agree with what you're saying there, Mark, because that approach is far more persuasive. It's based in concrete reality. It doesn't require them to make a leap of faith.
But don't try it on the internet because you'll never get anywhere with the message forums.
Yeah, generally, it's just not a good idea. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. And Ron Paul does use that argument, you know, when he talks about it.
I haven't heard him make that argument, but okay.
Well,
talking about blowback?
There, yeah, blowback.
I see what you're saying. I thought you were talking about why not
talk about
9/11
or anything like that. But
right, because Ron Paul knows better, you know?
phone's going to die, so let me get to my next topic.
Okay.
There's a new video from Homeland Security. It's about future screening technology. It's called, you can go to YouTube, it's FAST, coming to an airport near you.
What is it?
And basically, it stands for, it's an acronym, Future Attribute Scanning Technology. And it's like a mind-reading hostility detector. And, you know,
I think
totally, Yeah.
Yeah,
totally. Go ahead.
I think they were using something like this already. They've been testing it.
Yeah, they're testing it.
To see whether somebody looks like they're planning something or nervous or whatever.
Yeah, to see if, like, malintent minds or something like that. But I don't think that's really scientific, is it? You could tell if somebody's mad, but can you tell if they're specifically a terrorist or...
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, maybe they're nervous because they're getting ready to ask somebody to marry them or something like that.
Or if you've got
a big business meeting coming up.
If you've got somebody who's frustrated and on the verge of saying something nasty to a TSA agent, it gives them the opportunity to send an agent over to there and to escalate the situation, which is really what law enforcement, by and large, seems to really love to do these days. I'm not saying every law enforcement officer is about escalation, but I would be willing to bet that every law enforcement officer has done it at some point in their career.
Yeah, and the scary thing about this video, it's a mobile, like a Winnebago or something, and they said they're going to go to Super Bowls and sporting events and sit, or malls, and sit outside of it, and they show people going in the little Winnebago. They're asking questions like, are you smuggling in drugs or weapons or something? It's just,
and this is a video produced by the Department of Homeland Security?
Yeah, it's called Fast Coming to an Airport Near You.
Well, that sounds intimidating and frightening, and thanks for giving us the heads up on that. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, thanks for taking my call.
Eric, thank you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, Ian and Mark. How are
you? You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I was intrigued by your discussion last night about a man who emailed your program about how the U.S. Hordes of illegal aliens, Chinamen, whatever, what have you, will come over and kill Americans. It's not far-fetched. Let's be honest.
Oh, yes, it is. But go ahead.
Let's be honest. We in America have already been overrun with illegal aliens. I'm not saying they're going to butcher everyone, but I'm saying that they are a drag on our healthcare system, the welfare system. It's not only illegal aliens. I lump blacks and Hispanics that are already in this
country. Well, of course you do, because you're a bigot.
Yes, I am a bigot. And behind it all is Jewish liberalism pushing all of this. The white race in the United States is endangered. We are going to be temp-rate citizens. We already are temp-rate citizens of the United States. You could call me a bigot all you want, but
well,
I want the white Christian Aryan race.
Let me tell you. I'll bring you back, though. Hang on. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More with Scott the Bigot in moments. And if you've got a question for Scott, call in.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit-forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow, I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now.
Now. Now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Island toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of the program. You can head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, the details on how to become part of the Shrine, I believe, are at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have existing foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments on your credit files? Do you need to increase your credit scores? Well, contact our friends at the Credit Repair Law Firm Chartered. If you go to cleaningcredit.com, you'll find them. They're part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years, and they're listed as number one in the consumer advocacy section. It's cleaningcredit.com, and they can take care of your credit score for you.
All right, we continue here, and Scott the Bigot is on the line in Massachusetts spewing his hateful rhetoric.
It's been a bad day for Scott, I'm afraid.
Scott, you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here, gentlemen. You forgot also Scott the Bigot and Anti-Semite. Don't forget that as well.
Well, I think that all, it covers
it all,
it all.
One and the same, I'm pretty sure. So, as usual, you've come on to talk about how, as you put it, the white people are in jeopardy of being destroyed by immigrants, black people, Jews, et cetera, et cetera. Is that pretty much a recap of what you've said so far?
That's right. There is definitely a conspiracy to disenfranchise the white Christian Aryan race in the United States.
Now, are we part of that conspiracy here on Free Talk Live, Mark and myself?
As far as I know, no. I side with you for one reason, because you're against the government. I hate the U.S. government.
Well, I don't side with you, Scott. I mean,
no, I didn't say that, but I hate the U.S. government. I look at it as a menace. It is not my ally. It's not the ally of white Christian Aryan people. It is a Zionist occupied government, or ZOG, and what that means is like U.S. foreign policy, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee.
When are you guys going to go and like move together to the same hateful place? Why don't you guys just start hate Wyoming and move together? And
why is Wyoming got to deal with them?
Put up a big border. Somebody's going to have to deal with them.
This place. It's funny you say that. There are places, for example, in Idaho, Maybe you've heard of the town of Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
I've heard of them, yeah.
That's skinheads, Aryans, but
why don't you move out there? Why don't you get together with your brethren?
No, I want an America. I want an America.
You can't have it.
That is a respectful of white Christian Aryan people.
I want
we
an
have
America
been relegated
where everybody
to...
is respectful toward everybody else, and everybody understands that we're all just human beings, regardless of whatever our skin color is, or our eye colors are, or what plot of land we were born on.
It's not only eye color. It has to do with the white Christian Aryan people have been relegated to 10th-rate status. We have been disenfranchised. In this country, we have lost our rights through affirmative action.
I'll tell you what, Scott, I want to get to the phone calls here. People want to talk to you. Let's go to John, listening in Illinois on the Amp Line. John, you're on with Scott the Bigot.
Okay, Scott, I have a quick question for you. What do you do for a living, sir?
I work on...
Do you interact with people of Jewish descent on a regular basis?
Go ahead, let him answer the question. Go ahead,
Scott. Say that again.
What do you do for a living?
I'm self-employed. I work on sales.
Okay, so if a Jewish person or a minority, a non-Christian, anyone came up to you, would you do business with them or no?
No.
No?
No.
You do sales, but you won't do sales with people who aren't white?
I practice what I preach. I do business with whom I choose to do business with. Like in the Liberty Movement, you have a right or not to if you don't want to talk to police officers or whatever. Not always, but sometimes you have the right under law not to. I have the right to freely practice business practices with whom I choose to do business with. That's not against the U.S. Constitution.
You do have the right to cut your nose off to spite your face.
Spite your face, yes.
So go ahead with you have a follow-up question, John?
Yeah, so, Scott, let's pretend we have some kind of a scenario where you were, let's say, the Chancellor of the United States, where you had absolute power of the United States. What would you do to these hated groups that you just can't stand, that you really want to get rid of? What would you do to them?
You asked me a frank question. I'll give you a frank answer. I would want blacks to be exported back to Africa. I would want Jews to be relegated where they're not harmless. I'd like to put them, if I had the power, on the island off of Madagascar.
Wait, slow down. Scott, slow down. You wanted Jews to be relegated to what?
I want Jews to be sent to Madagascar, which is off Africa.
Why Madagascar?
It's far enough away, it's isolated, where they could not control and meddle in the world's affairs. And even then, they still would.
You want to put up, like, a big fence around it, like Escape from New York, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I wish, in a fantasy world, I wish I could.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Now, how would you discern a Jew from someone else? Like, I don't know this to be true.
Good question.
But, I don't think a lot of people really can prove Jewishness. I think to some extent it's cultural because, you know, they claim that their Jewishness passes down from their mother's side, but they'll be half Jewish, and then one of their ancestors was half Jewish. So they're really just like a drop of blood Jewish, but they'll call themselves Jewish.
First of all, let me answer that question. Jews are not a religion. They're a race of people like blacks.
But how do you tell blacks?
I mean, say that
was going to be my next question. Right. How do you determine?
Anyway, go on. You were saying. I'll follow
as
up.
As far as I'm concerned, if you have one parent who's either Jewish or, in my opinion anyway, a father or mother, it's regardless of who, you are Jewish.
But
to be Christian, you have to have both parents that are Christian.
How will you determine?
There's plenty of people who convert to Christianity. What if your father?
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Is half
converting to Christianity
Jewish.
Has no bearing at all. Let me give you an analogy. If you had a bottle of ketchup and you slap the label mustard on it, it's still ketchup.
Okay.
Jewish blood does not alter. It's unadulterated. It's Jewish blood. It cannot be altered. It's different than Gentile blood.
But you still didn't really substantially answer the question.
Right. What if Dad is half Jewish? But Mom is not Jewish. Am I Jewish?
Yes, you are.
What if Dad is one-quarter Jewish and Mom is not Jewish? That makes
me
an eighth Jewish.
Yes, you are.
So is it one drop of Jewish blood?
Yes.
How do you discern if someone has this drop of Jewish blood? Is it the surname only?
No, through lineage, through racial traits like the hook
But
nose.
I could. I'm adopted, Scott. I can't even tell you what my real lineage is. I mean, what are you going to do? Do a DNA analysis on every American so that you can export some to Madagascar?
No. I'm saying that the Jews in this country have done irreparable harm. Do you want me to tell you a few things that, that they have
really,
done?
No, I really don't.
Because you, your plan's unworkable. It doesn't matter what you rattle on about.
It's crazy.
You don't have an answer.
I have an answer. I have an answer that the world has been harmed. This country has been harmed. And if your readers don't believe me, your listeners, rather, and they think that I'm a crackpot.
The harm that's been done, Scott, is by people in search of power, and they align themselves with various different religions.
Like to pit one group of people against another.
Right,
and you're essentially acting as one of their dupes because you have fallen for the idea that human beings are somehow split along these imaginary lines that, as you point out, you can't even, or as we pointed out here, you can't even discern the difference between these people. How about black people?
This,
you said you wanted to take
world.
Black people out of the country, Scott. How will you discern who's black?
Oh, it's known as high visibility. They have high visibility.
But
you can
some
see
black
someone
people,
who's black
some,
just like you can see the sun that's out.
Some black people are less black than others, so,
they're still black.
Well, one of our co-hosts is in the past was I think 2% black. How would you? He looked very white to me. How would you figure him out?
He's still black.
But right, how would you determine that?
Sometimes you can't. Sometimes they can get away with it. They can pass. There are people
but
that
don't know.
John, go ahead.
Sorry, what if they don't know? And also, separate question. Let's say you deport everyone to Madagascar, and I don't know how, you know, are you going to blockade them? Are you going to make them stay in camps in Madagascar, or are you going to let them have their own society? And what if their society becomes really successful? Are you going to feel the need to invade them in order to kick them back down? I'm just curious. I want to understand.
Thanks, John. I mentioned Madagascar because that was that's where the Nazis, National Socialists, wanted to. They had a plan to put them there where they could be relegated.
Following in your great leader's footsteps. Hang on. More. We're going to bring Scott back because more people have questions for him. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine.
clean. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The wiki is there. You can go to wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit virtually anything you see there. It's like the listener editable version of our program, or our website, rather. wiki.freetalklive.com. Also, join us. Join Free Talk Live at the upcoming 2010 Liberty Forum. It's happening in just over a week's time, starting up on March 18th, wrapping up on the 21st. It's going to be happening in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel, and the tickets are going fast. So make sure you lock yours up while you still can, and get a room in the hotel while it's still available as well. Head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Again, Free Talk Live broadcasting the entire weekend. Judge Andrew Napolitano is one of the distinguished speakers they have there, and there are a couple dozen other folks that will be, or at least what appears to be a couple dozen, maybe just under that amount, but there's a lot of people going to be speaking at the upcoming Liberty Forum. It's a great event, all kinds of things going on, after-hours parties, dinner get-togethers. And there's also the Alternatives Expo. There's an entire other event going on in the hotel that doesn't even have officially anything to do with the Free State Project, except for the fact that it was started by some Free Staters who wanted to expand the event to include things that weren't on the official event schedule. So there's just a lot going on all in the same weekend. There's going to be a 420 celebration, I think, on Saturday afternoon. That's unofficial. So there's all kinds of unofficial things that kind of coincide with the Liberty Forum. Should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing many of our listeners there. And go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use our discount code FTL to save 10%. That's FTL saves you 10% at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Right back to your phone calls. Scott is still with us. Scott the Bigot on the line in Massachusetts. Scott has been able to indulge him in his fantasies here tonight. He's talking about how he wants to relegate everybody except for white Aryan Protestants to Madagascar.
No, well, he was going to put the blacks on Africa, and so it's the African continent in general. Jews go to Madagascar.
What about Chinese people? Is it just you want to kick out everybody but white people, right? White Christians, Scott.
I want an America of white Christians, white Catholics could join with white Protestants.
Where do the Indians go? American Indians.
This is a fantasy that the Indians would remain on their reservations. They basically have been beaten down so much they could remain on there.
So what? So pretty much you want to kick everybody else out besides white Protestant Catholics or Protestants. Is that right?
That's pretty much.
So therefore, anyone who's a panentheist would not be allowed.
Say that again.
I, as a panentheist, would not be allowed.
What's a panentheist?
A panentheist. I used to use the term pantheist, but Dale and I had a discussion on the Free Keen Forum recently about what the difference
making up
between
two words.
The difference between pantheist and panentheist. The difference is that a pantheist believes that all is God, and a panentheist believes that all is a part of God, basically. So it's kind of still within the pantheist view, but it's a little bit more specific way of citing it. And speaking about it, but
he's got his own little made up religion.
It is definitely not It is definitely not Christianity.
I look at Christianity with a lot of wrongs. I look at it more through a racial aspect, where I would like when I mean Aryan, blue eyes, blonde hair.
So what do you do with the black Christians? I mean, there's a lot of them.
No,
they're not Christians.
They're all posers, Mark. Don't you get it? It's all part of the Jewish
race,
plot.
The race poisons it all.
Wow. Okay.
As said, this is
so you're going to kick
all
out Christians.
Race. It has nothing to do with religion.
So wait, you're going to kick out Christians that don't have blonde hair and blue eyes as well?
That's right.
Now what do you look like, Scott?
Really?
You are so unbelievable. Are you for real?
Yes, I am. For
like
real.
This whole time, have you been putting us on?
No.
Is this an act?
Today as a racial cesspool. They call it a melting pot, though, but it's a racial cesspool.
Somebody found you on Facebook.
Where do I end up? I mean, I've got brown hair and brown eyes. I'm not entire. I don't claim
race. Let me tell you, so you can laugh at me, you can ridicule me all you want, but race is the most important thing through history. If you look at history, people think economics, whatever, it all comes back to race.
Hey, Scott, are you on Facebook?
I don't even use a computer.
Well, how do you listen to the show? Wait a minute. That can't be true. How do you listen to the show?
I have various ways.
What is that supposed to mean? Why don't you be honest with us, Scott?
Yeah.
Now you're lying to me.
No, I'm not lying.
Well, what is your various way? What are some of your various ways?
Well, I listen to you on Saturday nights. I try to get you on the radio. I do get you on Saturday nights.
Okay, so you're not even listening when you call.
Yes, I do. Look, there are times I would rather I have access to a. I'm not really computer literate, but I'm able to get you on a computer. I don't like computers.
Okay, so you are using a computer to listen to the show.
Yes.
Tell you what, we've got to get back to another phone call here. People want to ask questions of Scott the Bigot, and David is one of them. David in Texas, you're on with Scott. David, Texas, on with Scott the Bigot.
How y'all doing?
David, you're on with Scott. Go for it.
Hey, well, first off, I think that, Scott, it's kind of sad that you have the feelings that you have. To be honest with you, I understand some of your feelings, but I think that your rage and your hatred and all that is misdirected. First of all, the irony of the whole thing is that, let's say there really was a second coming, one of those individuals that would be in Madagascar would be your Jesus himself, because he was 100% Jewish. So,
not to mention he was also not white.
That's right. So you have this sort of Aramaic-looking, Ethiopian, maybe Eretian-looking, dreadlocked Jew who you might send back to Africa if he came here. But even though I think that Scott is making some pretty sad points, I think there is one point that he did mention that I do find has a little bit of traction, which is the idea of disenfranchisement. And it's slightly off subject in the sense that it's not a racial issue per se, but there is an issue, if you look back into the history of our country, about the use of race in sort of a backhanded way through the passage of the 14th Amendment, which I think many of the patriots listening out there will probably be nodding their head, in the sense that the 14th Amendment was used to enfranchise blacks and disenfranchise whites and do a little shell game trick and say, hey, how about we make all of these people American citizens or United States citizens, and they created a new political subdivision that prior to the 1860s had not existed.
Right.
And the race card was definitely played by a bunch of bigots at the time, ironically, in a sort of a bait and switch. These people were not what you would consider racially tolerant, but they used the race card in order to get a bunch of to get the mass of the United States, or the populace, to
enslave everyone, basically, right? To
exactly correct.
Right, rather than ending slavery of black people. Thank you, by the way, for the call, David. Yeah, so rather than ending the slavery of black people, they just expanded slavery to include everybody else, but at the same time used the so-called liberation of black people as a cover for what they did, was just what he was saying there, was creating the class of citizen in this country, which is basically what the 14th Amendment did, as I understand it.
Yeah, the 14th Amendment has been blamed for a lot of stuff.
All right, so Scott, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, Steve has some comments for you. Steve in Ontario, you're on with Scott the Bigot.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I've got to say, like, I own a small business, and my customers come in the door and all color, creed, belief, everything, and they're all people. And I think all people want to be good people for the most part. There's obviously bad apples in every batch, but I mean, Scott, I think so, what has happened in my mind anyways, is that there has, governments have always been about divide and conquer. And I believe in my mind, in a certain sense, that yes, I mean, initially the blacks were utilized as they became citizens, and government officials will always use every opportunity to divide the people. And as more immigrants are brought in, I live in Canada here, and they just came out with a news report today that within 10 years, less than 50% of the people in the country of Canada, which you think of Eskimos and, you know, igloos and white people.
Yeah, definitely things are changing. Thank you for the calls. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.